There you are.
Read that and weep.
Huh? Oh, what is it?
It's a cheque for £5 million from the lottery. Read it.
Flour, lots. Eggs, lots. Sugar, lots. Syrup. Oh.
And I think we know who'll be lugging it all back from the cash and carry.
You don't know that, Jolene. She might go herself.
Well, Lady Muck, she don't do hard graft.
Love.
Oh, don't you love me? I've had it up to here.
You've got to hand it to Lillian. You didn't think this biggest pancake in Borsetshire was going to come to anything. She's got the posters done, got the ad in the Echo.
Yeah, all the easy bits.
Yeah, well, give her a chance. You never know, it might be fun. She's not going to be here for much longer.
How do you know?
Well...
I don't see a bunch of red roses. And I ain't heard Matt serenading under a window, have you?
Well, no.
Well, there you are, then. He don't seem in any hurry to have her back. I can't say I blame him. Now, you're going to have to do something.
Me? What?
Yeah, you'll have to go and talk to him.
To Matt?
Yeah, man to man.
Saying what exactly?
Well, I don't know. Find out what his game plan is. And if he ain't got one, we'll just tell him to come round here and drag her back by the hair.
How are they looking, Adam?
Not bad. We're onto that better silage now, so they should start putting on some condition.
Great. Are you going to be much longer?
No, I've already checked them over. Just got the deer to do.
You thought about lunch yet?
Not really. Why?
Well, as your mother's with Jack and Peggy all day, I thought I might grab something at the Bull if you'd like to join me.
Okay.
Well, don't sound so suspicious. I never think you'd been invited to eat the Lucretia Borgia.
All right, but there's usually an agenda with you, Brian.
You'll be paying for your own lunch at this rate.
So there isn't an agenda?
Well, I did want to have a word about the digester.
Ah, I knew it. Am I going to like it?
You have to wait till you heard it, won't you?
Come on through. You'll have to excuse the mess.
I'm sorry if I'm disturbing you, Matt. I haven't got you out of bed, have I?
No. I was having a slow start, that's all. It was a bit of a late one last night. I had the lads over for a game of cards and it turned into quite a party.
There's a carrier here if you want to...
Oh, yeah, thanks. That might help.
Look, if you've got a tray, I can soon...
Hang on a minute, Sid. I don't suppose you came over to act as my Mrs. Mop.
No, of course not. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologise. Carry on if you want, by all means.
Yeah, it's second nature, you see. It drives Jolene mad when we go out. Not that we do very often, but, you know, I always have to start doing the clearing up.
Sid, what are you here for? It's not about Lillian, by any chance?
Well, yes, tis, as a matter of fact.
And...
Well...
Look, I'm sorry, Sid, but we live in the modern age. If she wants to send me a message, there's text, email. I think making you the messenger's a bit...
But I'm not. Lillian doesn't know I'm here.
Oh.
Look...
I see.
I've just got to... I wanted to ask... Well, we wanted to ask... How much longer you think she'll be with us?
Why are you asking me?
Well...
It's not up to me, is it? I've done my bit and more, and you saw the thanks I got.
I think she was just a bit hasty. They were still all very new.
No. She's had her chance. I'm not crawling round Lillian again. I'm the victim here. I always have been. Punished for a crime I didn't commit.
I see.
I'm the one who's owed the apology, and you can tell Lillian I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, OK.
Now, if you'll excuse me... I'd better get dressed.
Oh, yes.
I'm meeting a young lady.
Yeah, well...
And before you ask...
No, I'm going to.
It's not Annabelle.
Are you looking forward to Tuesday then, Jolene?
Oh, Tuesday.
Hope you've got the Guinness Book of Records all lined up.
The photographer from the Echo, anyhow.
Lillian's certainly done a good job on publicity. Village is thick with posters.
Yeah, she's really thrown herself into it. You must be glad of another pair of hands.
Well, it all depends on how you look at it, don't it? I mean, it depends whether you take the view that many hands make light work.
Or too many cooks spoil the pancake.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, look, take your notice of me. Shouldn't be saying anything, especially not to you.
Not at all, no, we quite understand.
No, I suppose I'm just used to doing things my own way.
Lillian can be a bit overpowering.
That's one way of putting it. I'm just grateful she took refuge down here and not with us.
Yeah. Anyway, there's your beer and get your food started.
Thanks. Right, shall we find ourselves a table?
Let's. Cheers.
Cheers, Adam.
Well?
Well, don't you want to wait for the food?
And give myself indigestion?
I don't know why you're expecting the worst.
Nor me. Go on, then.
All right. How would you feel if I stepped back from the digester project?
You're not pulling out.
No. I said if I stepped back and handed the project over to you and Debbie and David and Ruth.
What? Totally? But why?
Well, because I'm supposed to be scaling down what I do, not taking new things on. I promised your mother.
Yes, I know. Right, so, how would you see it working?
Well, I thought I could give you a long lease on the land for the digester itself, at a competitive rate, and, well, you all take it on from there.
I can't believe it. You are serious?
Of course I'm serious. It'd be your enterprise, the four of you. Profits yours to keep.
Brian, I don't know what to say. That'd be fantastic. Amazing.
Good. Well, I'm glad you like the idea.
Like it? Have you said anything to Debbie?
No, I thought it sounded you out first.
Well, thanks, Brian. Thank you.
You can tell Debbie if you like.
Really? You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fantastic. I'll ring her as soon as we get back.
Fine. If she's happy, then, well, I'm seeing my solicitor next week about something else that happens. I'll check the land lease position with him.
Brilliant. Well, to the new project. Cheers.
Cheers.
And 5 pence change, thanks. Your food won't be long.
Hi, love.
Oh, Sid, how did it go?
Where's Lillian?
Having a nice long soak in the bath.
It's all right for some.
Ah, right.
Well, go on.
Well, you're not going to like it. Matt won't budge.
What?
He says if anyone's wronged, it's him now. Since the beer on the head episode. He's waiting for us to apologise to him.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Well, that ain't going to happen any time soon, is it?
I don't think so, no. I'm afraid it looks like we're stuck with her. Did you get to the cash and carry?
Now, how could I? With you out and her in the bath? Only cursed in the ploughman's. Oh, well, they'll have to go once the lunchtime rush has died down.
I'll go. You put your feet up.
Well, I don't know if I want to if Lillian's around. God, so I can't relax in my own home.
Well, maybe she'll go over to her mother's this afternoon.
Oh, I hope so. This pub just ain't big enough for the both of us.
We'll have to walk it from here.
I was expecting to.
They're right in the middle of the field.
Yeah, well, they've got to be.
Yeah, so I believe.
Well, there's no point having skylight plots near the hedge so the rooks and magpies can just sit there waiting, is there?
Absolutely not. After you, Pip.
Thanks.
I've taken on board everything you said. There's 10 plots altogether.
And how big's the field?
This one? Oh, about 50 acres.
You could have put far more in than that.
10's plenty, so my wildlife people say.
Well, you can't blame me for trying.
Nah, I suppose not. I have to say I can't help admiring your spirit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No one ever got anywhere by rolling over and letting people get away with things. Not if you think they're wrong.
I'll remember that. The next time.
Oh, I'm hoping there won't be a next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, well, me too. You do know, don't you, Matt, to try not to disturb them when they're nesting. So you've got to watch your spray programme.
Right.
Adam will know, or ask Debbie about it.
Right, I will.
Oh, there's one of the plots.
Yeah. You can see quite clearly where it's been sprayed off. And there's 9 more like it.
Good. I really hope the skylarks spot them.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Yeah. Thank you for doing it.
No, thank you for pointing out the error of my ways. Do you want to check out the others?
Yeah.
Still don't trust me, then.
It's not that. I'd just like to see them.
Okay, and then I'll drop you home.
Well, actually, I've got a favour to ask.
Oh, here we go.
Don't worry, it's nothing ecological. Mum?
Pip, what are you doing here?
Making you spill your tea by the looks of it.
Give me a kiss.
So, how come...
I got Matt to drop me off. So hot in here still.
Yeah, sorry. Matt?
Well, he took me to see the Skylark plots and I asked him for a lift. It's okay. I phoned Dad from the car.
And Matt didn't mind?
Well, he was coming to Felpisher anyway.
You didn't want to wait and come with your dad later?
And Granny and Josh and Ben. No thanks.
Right. Well, it's lovely to see you.
You too. Are you out of bed all the time now?
Pretty much. No dusting around here.
I'm glad all those tubes have gone. Well, most of them.
Me too. I walked to the door and back today.
Very impressive.
I thought so. Anyway, that's the sum total of my news. Do you fancy a cup of tea? I could probably
rig it. No, it's okay. Mum?
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind me coming, do you? You didn't want to rest.
Of course I don't mind.
Because I know you had Grandma and Grandpa after lunch.
Chip, it's fine.
I mean, we don't have to talk. We can just sit quiet.
Sweetheart.
I didn't want to think about it, you know. You being... well, messed about with and hurting. But now I can see you're okay.
Pip.
I'm glad you've had it done. If it's what you wanted.
It is. Oh, Pip. Thank you for coming.
I just wanted to. Can we watch your telly?
Morning, Lillian.
Oh, hello, darling. I'm just sending off a card to Ruth.
Oh, have you heard how she is?
Doing very well, according to Susan. I was going to ring Brookfield again, but there's no need with her around.
No, I meant to go and see her at the weekend, but things were rather... well, I just got distracted.
Well, I don't think she's been short of visitors. Anyway, with Mum yesterday, how was the Blackberry line?
Oh, we didn't go.
Oh, Jenny, why not?
Jack was having another off day. Oh, it would have been a nightmare.
Oh, and Mum thought it would be such a treat for him.
I know. Oh, it was awful. We were cooped up in the house all day. Couldn't even get him as far as the country park.
Oh, no. Have you rung this morning?
Yes, and he's much better today, thank goodness.
Suppose I ought to go over, but...
you've got to be feeling pretty strong yourself.
Yeah. Well, you don't sound very happy. It's supposed to be me who needs cheering up.
I know.
What's the matter? It's not Brian.
Oh, it's just everything. How are you, anyway?
What do you think?
You haven't heard anything from Matt?
Not a thing. And I'm not going to now, am I? Oh, I know what you'll be thinking. I had my chance and I blew it.
Well, you were angry. You'd every right to be.
You don't very often get a sorry from Matt. I shouldn't have expected one. He's got his pride too.
What are you saying? That you're going to make the first move?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I think I'm losing my touch.
Oh, Lillian...
oh, I just hate it without him.
Oh, this is absolutely ridiculous. We'll both be throwing ourselves in that pond in a minute. We need cheering up.
Well, I'm not going to disagree.
Now, what are you doing this morning?
Oh, killing time. Staying out of the ball in case Jolene gets me polishing ashtrays or something.
Right, let's go up to the health club, a quick gym or a swim, and then a nice lunch in the bistro. Hey, how about that?
Mwah. Jenny, you're a lifesaver. You're better than any agony aunt.
Annabelle!
Morning, Matt.
As stunning as ever.
And as charming as ever, thank you.
No, I mean it. Have a seat. I'm glad you can make it.
Well, I was glad to hear from you. I was quite worried.
Were you?
Well, I was beginning to think Lillian had extracted some bitter revenge.
No.
Was keeping you prisoner in your office. At the very least, cutting the crotches out of all your suits so you couldn't leave the house.
No, nothing at all like that.
Well, it sounds as though you got off lightly, then.
Well, now, you see, what you've got to appreciate is me and Lillian, we have a very open relationship.
Open?
Yeah, you know, mature, adult.
I have to say, that's not the impression I formed last week.
Ah, she was a bit... She soon calmed down.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Good. The last thing I want is any bad feeling with Lillian, or to cause any sort of rift between you.
Annabelle, you can put that right out of your mind. Everything's fine between me and Lillian.
Good. Well, I'm pleased we've got that straight. Now, what did you want to see me about?
Well, I...
I'm afraid I haven't got any more news on the change of use applications for those properties on the estate. Oh, and that land at the back of the canning factory you had your eye on is already under option.
Ah, shame.
But on the other hand, I hear that the old Regal Coaches site at Hollerton might finally be coming on the market.
Ah, now that is interesting.
Mm, I thought so.
With one proviso, what's the wildlife situation?
Do you know, funnily enough, that wasn't the first question I thought to ask. I take it if there's a pond or something on site, you wouldn't be so interested.
Oh, no, quite the opposite. Otters, ladybirds, grass snakes, bring them on. Anything to up my friend to the animals credentials.
Oh, I see.
Me and Bill Oddie, two of a kind.
Morning, Roy.
Oh, you didn't say she was joining us.
Who? Oh, God.
Hello, Lillian.
That's funny. That look doesn't seem to signify a very adult relationship to me.
Come on, Lillian. Let's go in the gym.
I can't go in the gym now. Every muscle's so tense I'd end up in A&E.
Oh, right then. I was quite looking forward to it. Oh, he is a swine.
But I love him.
Oh, Lillian.
I love him. It's no good, is it? I thought we had all this out after Jade. I thought I could live with his little indiscretions, but I can't.
Oh, it is hard.
And Annabelle, I mean, she's not like Jade, is she? She's not just some bit of eye candy. She's bright. She's intellectual equal.
Intellectual superior, I'd have thought. And that's what'll kill it at the end, surely.
Oh, I don't know. Matt's always liked a woman who's a challenge. I'm obviously not enough of one anymore.
Oh, Lillian, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what to advise.
You are good, darling, just to let me keep going on.
Well, if you can't talk to me... There is maybe one thing you could do, you know.
What?
You might find it to help.
Well, what?
Why don't you try writing it down?
Well, writing what down?
Try keeping a diary.
A diary? Do you think?
I mean, I go through phases of keeping one, especially when things are a bit difficult with Brian. And I'm going through one now.
Oh, Jenny. Not...
No, nothing like that. Mm. But, no, honestly, really, you should try it. Get your feelings out. It does help. You know, what helps me anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, but you're a writer. I'm not.
Well, that doesn't matter. It's just about getting your feelings down on paper.
Yeah, well, most of what I feel about Matt's unprintable.
Well, that's fine. Nobody's going to see it. Just get it out of your head.
Mm.
No, try it. Honestly.
Well...
No, it really works.
Here we are. Today's menu hot off the press.
Thanks.
Ah. Ooh, yeah. Rack of lamb sounds tempting. Fish is always good here.
I'm surprised you've got any appetite.
Why'd you say that?
That death stare Lillian gave us was enough to put anyone off their food.
No. Anyway, I explained what all that was about.
She doesn't like anyone to know that she has to work out to keep in trim.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Good. Now...
Oh, you're right, the lamb does sound good.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't think there's anything I fancy.
Really? That's unusual for you.
Nah, this place has gone off. Let's go somewhere else.
Mr. Impulsive.
Nah, not really. I just feel like a change of scene.
And this has got absolutely nothing to do with Lillian?
Oh, no, not again, please, no.
Okay, okay.
Now, where should we go? How about Botticelli's?
That's fine by me. If you're really interested in putting in for a development at Hollerton, then there's a lot to discuss.
Yeah, look, Annabelle, it's not going to be all business, is it?
But, Matt, isn't that what you arranged the meeting for?
There you are. Thanks for your help with the unloading. Bye. Oh, Jenny, is that tea?
Yeah. Thought as I was making some for Adam, I might as well bring you a cup. Oh,
thanks. How's he getting on in the office?
He didn't say.
Honestly, applying for these payments gets more complicated every year. Oh. So how was your day? Did you have a good session with Lillian?
Not really, no. Didn't get off to the best start when she walked into Grey Gables and Matt was there with Annabelle.
Oh, that was unfortunate. More deliberate, maybe.
Who knows? The whole thing's hopeless. Lillian's really miserable about it. But she's not going to make the first move, and neither is he, of course.
Mm. Well, Matt's a fool if he thinks he'll get anywhere with Annabelle Shrivener. She's a real housemaiden.
You're such a good judge of these things, of course.
Jenny.
What do you expect of me, Brian, after what you dropped on me last week?
Darling, please.
You can't expect me to be thrilled.
I don't. Look, I'm just asking you to bear with me till I've seen the solicitor next week. It's all just hypothetical at the moment.
No, it isn't. Your mind's made up.
Nonsense. There'll be all kinds of hoops to jump through, trusts and so on.
Whatever he comes up with, it's just tinkering with the detail.
Not necessary.
Oh, yes, it is. It's not going to change what you want to do. It doesn't alter the principle, Brian. You've exploited my children for your own ends, and you're going to go on doing it.
Well, Adam obviously hasn't said anything to you, has he?
Hardly seen him. What about?
I told him my idea that he and Debbie should have the digester as their own project, independent of the farm, and he was all for it.
Was he?
Couldn't wait to tell Debbie. She's all for it, too.
Oh, I see.
They're really excited by it. I'm delighted I've been able to do that for them.
Yes, well...
It's not insignificant, Jenny. Not by any means the sort of profits it'll generate.
Oh, no, all right.
Well, that's not exploiting your children. On the contrary. It's a sign, isn't it, of how much I trust and value them. All they've done and continue to do for the farm.
Oh, I suppose so.
It's a sign of my commitment to you, too.
Is it?
Yes. I haven't forgotten all those conversations we had about me retiring. So we'd have more time to spend together.
Yeah, well, that was all before Rory came on the scene, wasn't it?
That makes no difference.
Oh, I think it does. We're hardly going to be able to retire to that idyllic farmhouse in France now, are
we? Maybe not, no, but it's not about where we are. It's about me, choosing how I want to spend my time. And it's not flogging myself to death running this place when I could be spending more time with you. Okay, with you and Rory.
Oh, really?
Yes, and proper holidays. Being around more when he comes in from school. And in the evenings, weekends, instead of being locked away in the office.
Right, but that's got nothing to do with how you eventually divide the farm. I mean, look, Brian, Debbie and Adam... They've given years to this business. I mean, all her working life in Debbie's case. And for them to be treated equally with a five-year-old who you don't even know is going to be interested in farming...
You know why I want to treat Rory equally.
But it's not fair. And if it weren't for Debbie and Adam, there'd be nothing for him to inherit in the first place.
Oh, thanks very much. You've got a very high opinion of my competence.
You have to admit, Brian, there have been plenty of times when your focus has definitely not been on the farm. And I don't just mean this past year. I know that ultimately you can, and you will, do just what you want. But I'm telling you, if you do this, the whole family could fall apart for good.
We're not going to bother folding the serviettes, are we?
Of course
course not. It's a pancake do, not a gourmet night.
Just asking. I'll take these outside then.
Well, here, you can take the cutlery and all. And you better weigh those plates and napkins down with a brick or summit. Wind's getting up.
Yeah, right you are. Jolene.
Yeah?
Not much longer, love. It'll soon be over.
The pancake thing, yeah. Not what's starting to look like a life sentence with Lillian.
Did I hear my name?
Oh, haven't you gone yet?
Oh, how to make someone feel welcome.
No, I meant for the paella pan.
Oh, darling, there's plenty of time.
Well, actually, no, there isn't.
This thing kicks off at 5:30. Now, with the traffic in and out of Borchester at this time of day, and the way Mercedes Goodman goes on.
Yeah, well, I said I'd stay for a chat. Now, I think she's lonely since Sydney died, all on her own in that big house.
Isn't she the lucky one?
Sorry?
I think it might be an idea if you set off, Lillian. I really do.
All right, then. You are a pair of warriors. You'll undo all the good your eye lift did, Jolene. In fact, you're getting some real worry lines. I'll give you the name of my man sometime. Bye!
You've had a lot of interest then, Clary.
Well, there aren't many people who couldn't do with losing a bit of weight.
Oh, no.
Well, not you, Susan. There's nothing of you.
Oh, I don't know. I've gone up a size since I hit 40.
Just the one?
Creeps on, doesn't it? And when you look at my mum...
Oh, well, she were one of the first to say she'd come.
Yeah, my dad ought to be going as well. Who else have you got anyway?
Christine, Shula, Frieda Fry.
Oh, well, yeah.
Jill, because she put a lot on holiday, she says.
Sabrina Thwaite. Oh, what, her? If anyone's a size zero round here, it's
her. I know, she must get her clothes from kids' shops, I reckon. Anyway, she's bringing along a couple of friends. Well, then there's me, Kenton, or Eddie, of course.
Oh, that's good, Eddie.
Not very happy about it. Right, what's the damage?
Right, £9.37, please.
How much?
Well, it's all the fruit, isn't it? And your grapes alone were £2.89.
Hey!
And the pineapple's £1.95.
Oh, that one. Sorry, I'll have to put some of that back. My diet, what I'm going to do, said make yourself a big fruit salad to snack on, you see? But not at that price.
No, I know. Eating all this fresh stuff don't come cheap.
No, we'll have to make do with apples. We got a shed full of them still.
Oh, show us where your jams and stuff are, will you, Susan?
Oh, right by you, look, on the front.
Hey? Oh, yeah. I'm after that chocolate hazelnut spread.
Oh, Jolene, don't. I love that.
Oh, there, yeah. Oh, Mercedes blinking Goodman.
Sorry.
Oh, she's only gone and filled Lillian's head with more ideas for toppings. Chocolates?
Next aisle by the cake ingredients.
Oh, hey, you'll be nice and early tonight, won't you, Clary?
They're 5 on the dot.
Oh, thanks, love.
Jolene!
Oh, why is it now? She haven't phoned in any more instructions.
What are we going to beat it with?
What? The batter for tonight?
Yes! I've got it all in a big plastic drum. We've got cooking oil in it, but I can't hardly use a fork.
I don't know.
Cricket bat.
Be serious. Anyone? Clary? Susan?
Well, why don't you ask Pat? We got loads of big whisks and things at the dairy.
Pat? Genius! Thank you, Clary!
It's massive! That is one monster pancake.
Josh, Ben, not too close now.
Granddad, I want some.
All right, George, you can have a bit in a minute. You've
got to wait till it's cooked.
Now, how are we doing, Sid?
Oh, not too bad, thanks.
Oh, now, doesn't that look good?
Yeah, I think it's nearly ready.
What do you mean, ready? You haven't tossed it yet.
Lily, I really don't think...
You've got to toss it.
Yes, toss
but
it.
But, boys...
Toss it.
Shush.
Go on, Sid, give it a go.
I can't lift this thing on my own, Joe.
Well, then David will help you.
Well, I don't honestly think it's a very good idea.
Come on, Sid, have I got to do it myself?
No. Look, shall I take this side? Oh, I'm
really not sure about this, but... Oh, I suppose so.
Right, you got it?
Yeah. It's very heavy, mind.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Toss
one.
It.
Two.
Toss
three.
It.
And. Oh. 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 Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Typical. When are we going to get something to eat round here?
Don't sound as though the pancake toss went very well.
Is that why you come in?
Yeah. Thought I'd get out of the line of fire.
Oh, if we get through this evening without having to call an ambulance, I'll be surprised. And that'll just be for when Jolene sets about Lillian. There you go, Susan.
What's Lillian doing now, then? Here, that should be the right money.
Well, firstly, she didn't even get back till after I got here.
Oh, dear.
And then she produces all these liqueurs. Mm-hmm. Not stuff we keep here. She's only been to the cash and carry for them.
Mm. What were they for?
Oh, haven't you seen them outside? Now, well, apart from all the usual stuff, there's alcoholic toppings for your pancake.
Oh, sounds interesting.
She's got all sorts. She's got Kahlua, is it? It's coffee, I think, and some minty, chocolatey, sort of creamy stuff.
Where's your bag?
Oh, dear. First casual to the evening was the pancake, was it?
Yeah. Some, I doubt it'll be the last.
I'm starving.
Yeah, you and me both, Josh. That's enough syrup, Ben.
No, it isn't.
Just because your mum's not here.
She's missing all the fun.
Well, you can tell her all about it.
Who's going to see her tonight?
Usha, so she won't be lonely. Ben, enough. Now, go on. Go and sit over there, you two. Go eat nicely. Right. Sugar. Lemon.
Mind if I use a word?
If you have to, Joe.
Yeah, not a bad pancake, despite what it looked like.
I wouldn't know. I've hardly tasted it. Anyway...
It's about this digester scheme of yourn.
You've heard about that, have you?
I always cared about the planet, me.
Oh, yeah.
People talk about Tony Archer going organic, but everybody knows it was me and Eddie that was the first round here to really respect the land.
What, never bothered with fertiliser, you mean?
Low-input methods we practised at Grange Farm. Ahead of our time, that's all.
Yeah, right. So... about the digester.
Ah, well, we're in the turkey business now, aren't we? Yep. And that produces a lot of manure.
True.
And Eddie's in the compost business, so this are the solids that come out.
The digester.
Ah, that's it, yeah. Well, he's got the contacts for selling it on as a soil conditioner.
Yes, I suppose he has.
So how about you cut us in?
Hang on, let me get this straight. This would be as a supplier of manure and then as a possible customer for the digestate.
Well, I was looking for a bit more than that, given what I'm offering. I was thinking more of being a member of the consortium.
Oh, right. Well, I'll gladly put it to the others, of course.
Oh, good.
But I think I ought to point out that it's quite a big investment up front.
Eh?
We're looking to raise in the region of £600,000.
You were?
So you'd be in for what kind of proportion of that?
600,000.
And no guarantee of getting your initial investment back, but, you know, that's business, isn't it?
I wouldn't know, and I don't want to. You find yourself some other mug.
Oh, OK, if that's how you feel. Now then.
David.
Oh.
I couldn't help overhearing.
About the digester.
So it's true, then. And it's going to be at Home Farm. Well, where exactly?
Well...
because looking out on those polytunnels from my bedroom window is bad enough, but if you think I want to look out over what amounts to a sewage farm, and I know you'll say it isn't, but it is, then you've got another thing coming.
Susan...
Are they safe, these things? Is it going to be noisy? And what's all this about lorry loads of waste coming through the village?
Come on, come on.
It's all right for you. Like a grease ball here.
How many more pancakes you reckon I'm doing?
I don't know. I was hoping this would be the last, but folk will keep coming back for more.
Well, I got to fill up on some of it. Once Clary starts this slimming nonsense, I'll be lucky to get a square meal in our house.
Right.
Hey, look at me, there ain't a spare ounce on me.
No, it's amazing, the amount you put away.
Well, but you got to keep your strength up when you're my age. Bolster your immune system.
With pancake.
There's still a couple of toppings I ain't tried.
Go on, Sid, admit it, it's a roaring success.
Well...
everyone I've spoken to has been very complimentary. Much better than boring old pancake races. Well, you've enjoyed it, haven't you, Joe?
Oh, aye.
And little George.
Oh, him and all. So I think Emma's taking him home now.
Yeah, well, those old children are starting to wend their way, which means that grown-ups can start having some fun.
Now, Lillian.
Well, you must have heard of Crepe Suzette, Sid.
Is that where they...
do sit in alcohol and set it on fire?
Well, the word is flambé, Joe, but yeah, that's the idea.
I've just come to say night-night, Clary.
Oh, bye, Susan. You all right?
Oh, no, not really. To be honest, I feel that drunk.
You've only been on tonic water.
Oh, it's not that. It's Lillian's liqueurs. Oh dear. The whole room's spinning.
You want to get home and get to bed?
Yeah. What with the alcoholic toppings and the flambeing.
Oh, did Sid get sorted out with the bandage?
Oh, yeah. Jolene made him put his hand in an ice bucket. There wasn't much you could do about his eyebrows, though.
I'm sorry about your hand, Sid.
Ah, it's all right.
No, it's not. He's got a nasty burn. But I suppose you can recommend a plastic surgeon for that and all.
I've said I'm sorry, Jolene. I sloshed out a bit more Quantra than I meant to.
Oh, whatever. Right.
Well, how much?
Oh, give me a minute. £287.
Whoa!
I made 287 portions of pancake. Oh, no wonder I'm exhausted.
Well done, sir. Well done, all of us.
Oh, hang on a minute, Lillian. That's takings, not profit.
Oh.
Once we take off the eggs and strip the cash and carry bits from the shop.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, a couple of quid.
Yeah, it's £13.43, to be precise.
Oh.
Yeah, not to mention your liqueurs. Extra staff in the bar, because me and Sid couldn't be in there. And we'll have to replace Mercedes' gas bottle. Oh, I thought so. There you go. Profits in single figures.
Ah, that's a bit disappointing.
Oh, don't be silly, Sid. I mean, you have to speculate to accumulate.
Do you?
Of course. This evening, pulled in a lot of new faces. They certainly weren't all regulars.
Ah, true.
And they all had a marvellous time. I mean, there are a lot of people spreading the word about what a fun place the Bull at Ambridge is.
Lillian...
I mean, I should think we'll have an even bigger crowd for our next event. It's the speed dating next week, don't forget. Valentine's Day, here we come!
You're looking rough.
Oh, thanks very much, Joe. Ever the gentleman.
Oh, I'm only concerned. Not going down with side, are you?
No. 5 pence change.
Oh, I'll tell you. Sid Perk's pancake not agree with you?
No, not really.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Reminds you I had to stock up, because who knows when I'll get a decent feed in our house again.
Oh, yeah. It's the start of Clary's Slimming Club tonight, isn't it?
She's going to be living on apples, from what I can make it. Don't know where that leaves me and Ed.
What about Eddie? I can't see him living on apples.
Not unless they're in liquid form, no. Well, I'll be getting along.
Oh, Joe, before you go, what have you heard about this digester thing? Are they really serious?
Oh, yeah. And they may talk about saving the planet, but they wouldn't be doing it if they want money in it for them, would they?
I shouldn't think so, no.
No, as ever, it's a case of the Archers and the Aldridges getting richer and the rest of us...
Putting up with it. Yeah. All I got out of David was a load of waffle about it all being just an idea at the moment.
Well, you don't want to believe that.
Hmm?
They've had a consultant round and everything.
What?
Measuring the distance from the polytunnels to the pylon.
Oh, no. So it is going to be by the polytunnels then. And I've got to look out on something that's like a giant dustbin.
Oh, there's more to it than that. Me and Bert looked it up on the net.
More?
Oh, well, there's a reception tank and there's some other kind of tank in here. Well, I'm trying to remember the tank for the gas.
Gas? Is it safe?
Well, and me saying, whoa.
What do you mean, whoa? It's not going to smell, is it?
No, well, no, I don't think so. Not as such. But if any escaped...
Escaped?
Oh, terrible stuff, methinks. Oh, I read somewhere it's 100 times more... What's the word, then?
Well, I don't know. What is the word?
Well, what is it when it's strong but not always in a good way?
No. Powerful?
No, that's not it. It begins with a P, though. Potent. That's it, potent.
100 times more potent than what?
Ah. Well, that's another thing I can't quite remember.
Oh, for heaven's sake, they're building a power station on our doorstep.
Yeah, we all knows what happened at Windscale.
Honestly, Cathy, if we have to get him out again, I shall have to start buying Polish tea bags just to make him feel welcome.
Has he managed to fix it?
Yes, but I'm afraid the prognosis isn't good. It looks as though we're going to have to get a whole new system.
Well, that's not going to come cheap.
No. But it's not so much that. I need to do some thinking about what to replace it with.
And I'll bet you the contents of my purse.
Oh, how much?
About 50 pence. That the new one won't be oil-fired.
Well, that's a safe bet.
Oh, thought so. Anyway, I'd better turn this fan heater off. That's not helping the planet.
No, don't. The heat won't come through for ages yet.
You sure?
Yes, of course. You could probably have walked out with the temperature this low.
No, don't be silly. I'm fine. What about the conference?
Well, they haven't complained. They've got all the extra heaters we have.
Yeah, and you're giving them a discount.
And they got a hot lunch instead of sandwiches.
It's just a pity they weren't polar explorers instead of tropical medicine
people. It's just our luck. You know, while you're working in here, maybe you could give me a hand.
Yeah, of course. What with?
With some research into what sort of system I could get.
I'd be delighted.
Wonderful. Let's just hope Old Faithful will last till the summer.
Well, what's happened to the heating?
Yeah. Hi, Kenton.
Oh, God, are you having an authentic 18th century day or something?
No, the boiler broke down. Sorted now.
Oh, good. Anyway, I've come to take you away from all this. Is that OK with you, Nige?
Yeah, she warned me earlier. You're going out?
Well, that makes it sound a little more exciting than it actually is.
Kenton's going out. Jamie's got to be taken to the Scouts.
Oh, I see.
Yep, it's the inaugural meeting of Clary's Slimming Club.
What's this?
Nige, where have you been? It's the hot new place to be, man.
Really?
Yeah. Word on the street in Ambridge is that it's where all the beautiful people are. Or are going to be, once they've shed their excess blubber.
I see.
Yeah. Now, you may ask, why am I going when, of course, I am such a beautiful person already?
Well, I did wonder.
But there's no pearl. They can't do with a little polish from time to time.
You do talk a load of rubbish, Kenton. The truth is, he thinks he's getting jowly.
Jowly? You?
You don't think so?
You're positively saturnine compared to me.
Nigel, I think I love you.
I'm the one who should be thinking of going to a slimming club. What time does it start?
There you go. Nice bit of turkey for you.
Eddie, oh, there you
go. Oh, hi, Dad. Oh, it's come to something when I mind what I'm feeding me ferrets. Come tomorrow, I could be snatching it out of their little mouths.
You're going to go along this diet, that, then, eh?
Oh, what choice have I got? Clary's in charge of what we all eat round here.
Well, as long as you don't mean a cut in my rations.
I shouldn't be too sure of that. Have you seen that menu planner she's stuck up?
Nope. Been in the village since dinner.
Tonight, right, we've got cod, carrots and peas.
Oh, that don't sound too bad.
Not that lovely crispy battered cod she does. This is plain cod, grilled.
What about potatoes?
Two, boiled.
Oh, well, it won't fill me all out too, that, right?
Maybe you'll get more of it.
I don't want more of that, Matt. The bull's going to be seeing a lot of me, I can tell you.
It's all right for you. Clary would have told him not to serve me, won't she? Oh, it's not fair. She keeps going on about this body mass index, right?
Yeah?
Well, it's your weight divided by your height.
Oh.
Or is it the other way around?
Well, I don't know.
Well, it don't matter. The point is, I'm going to be at a disadvantage either way, ain't I? Because I'm not very tall.
Oh, I see. You're saying you're too fat.
It's that I'm too short.
Ah.
Look at those rugby players. 19 stone, some of them. Just because he's got a few inches on me, you don't hear a criticising Johnny Blummin' Wilkinson for having the odd pie, do you?
Well, what are you going to do then, eh? Well, it ain't like last year. You can't go sneaking off to the cider shed for a quick burger if you're going to be weighed every week in front of everybody.
Oh, no.
If you're going to get round it, you better get thinking. Fast.
Jamie! Come on, mate. We should have left 5 minutes ago.
Oh, do you think he's turning into a teenager?
Starting to look like it.
You're going to be okay on your own, aren't you?
Yes.
Is there anything much on the telly?
Well, I haven't looked yet.
Oh. Anyway, I won't be late. I should think this first meeting will last only about an hour or so, and then it's probably not worth me coming back here. I'll go straight to Darrington and wait for the Scouts to finish.
Yeah, fine.
You're not, though, are you?
Oh, Kenton.
But why don't you come with me?
I can't.
Of course you can.
I can't just turn up. Clary isn't expecting me.
Love, she doesn't know who she's expecting. Anyone can come.
I told Eddie I wasn't interested. I mean, for once in my life, I don't actually need to lose any weight.
No, I know, but, well, you'd be supporting me. And with your background, you can give people tips on healthy eating.
I'm not a dietitian.
Well, you know more about it than most people.
Well...
Oh, come on, come on. Look, here's your coat.
Oh,
I'm surprised to see you two here.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure if I was going to come, but... Oh, I felt so disgusting after all that pancake last night.
It was great, wasn't it? I was filling me boots. And what's your excuse, Nigel?
I don't think I need one.
Oh, you do all that cycling. You'd think that'd keep the weight off.
Susan, it did at first. I lost about half a stone. Mm. But I get so hungry doing it, it's all come back on. And more.
Yeah, it's great to see you. I thought I was going to be the only bloke.
Oh, well, there's Kenton.
Yeah, but he's more like one of the organisers, ain't he?
The person I'm surprised to see is Sabrina Thwaite.
Yeah, I know. I've seen more meat on a butcher's pencil.
She can't want to lose weight.
Well, the story is Richard's taking her on some fabulous holiday for their anniversary, and she wants to look good in her bikini.
Bikini with those ribs? She'll look like a xylophone in lycra.
Come on, Eddie, that's a bit harsh.
I don't think so. If I thought Clary was going to end up looking like that, it must be like being in bed with a deck chair.
Sorry.
Oh, you're here. I was starting to get worried. Oh, and Kathy.
Hi, Clary.
Yeah, she's come to give me moral support.
Is that okay?
Oh, of course. And it's brilliant. You can help people if they've got any questions.
Well, I'm not sure if
See,
I'm
See, love, what did I tell you? That's a good crowd, isn't it?
Yeah, people just keep coming.
Okay, well, if we're all set, let's make a start, shall we?
Now, I've been to plenty of slimming clubs in my time, don't mind telling you. And what I want for this one, most of all, is that it's friendly. Mm. Eh? It's going to be more just like encouragement and support.
Yeah, hear. And there's no unrealistic targets, just... sensible, steady weight loss. Yes.
That's right. We don't want no crash diets or nothing. Well. That's right, isn't it, Kathy?
Oh, well, yeah. You should be able to lose a couple of pounds a week just by cutting down.
Oh, what about cutting out carbs? Completely, I mean.
Kathy?
Well, I know it works for some people, but I just reckon you should have a small amount from each of the major food groups every day.
Mm-hmm. And they are...
Protein, carbohydrate, dairy, fruit and veg.
Okay.
What about beer?
sorry, Eddie. When I last looked, beer wasn't actually a food group.
Oh, shut up. So, the idea is, it's £1 a week, and that's to cover the cost of the hall and tea and cake.
Cake?
Okay, I lied about the cake.
Oh, and another thing. If you want, you can get sponsored for the weight you lose, and that'll go to the church Lent appeal.
Yeah. Well, and... we thought that we'd have a winner of the week.
Oh.
Yeah? I mean, no prizes, mind. And is it guest speakers, Clary?
Yeah, that's right. And to start us off, next week we've got Sid Perks coming to give us a talk on healthy exercise.
Sid?
Yes, Sid.
Oh, Sid.
So, I think that about wraps it up. So the moment you've all been waiting for... the weigh-in.
Don't worry. Nobody's weight is going to be called out. Because I know how embarrassing that would be.
No, Clary's going to keep it all to herself.
That's right. So, if everyone's ready, the moment you've all been looking forward to. Come on, it won't be that bad.
Oh, that's dreadful.
No, it's well within the range for your height, Susan.
Oh, not for me, it isn't. Oh, I'm going to have a word with Kathy.
Right, Nigel, come on, step up to the plate.
Oh, dear. The moment of truth. I don't want to look.
That's great. Thanks, Nigel.
Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Porky Padgett is back in town.
Porky?
It's what they used to call me at school. Well, one of the things. I'll see you next week, Clary.
See ya. Right, my turn.
Come on, love, it's for your own good.
I know.
Come on. Eddie!
What?
I had no idea you was that heavy.
Me neither.
You can get off now. Don't worry, it just shows you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I know. You're doing me a favour, love. Thanks for making me do it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay. Yeah, of course, Adam, I'll be there. Thanks for letting me know. Bye.
Don't tell me. You've got to go back out.
Yeah, there's birds leaking down Sawyer's gorse.
Never mind that it's your afternoon off, and you've got George. We're supposed to be going out, Will.
Well, it won't be long.
Yeah.
I won't, Nick, I promise. An hour at the most. We can still get into Borchester to the park.
It won't be worth it.
Yes, it will. And I tell you what, if we're going in a bit later, then we'll stay in town for the kids to have their tea, so you don't have to cook. Hey?
Maybe.
What is it?
I wanted to go now. I've been banged up in the house all week with Mia's cold, and she's all whiny with it, and I can't get a picture on the telly for them half the time, because you still haven't fixed the aerial.
No, you should have reminded me.
You're never here to remind. When you are, it's dark. You can't go climbing about on the roof then.
I'll do it tomorrow, I promise. Look, I'm sorry about this afternoon. Why don't I drop you all down Keepers?
What?
You'll have some company there, at least.
Joe!
And the telly. Then I'll pick you up from there and we'll go straight into Borchester. How about that?
There's no one coming, is there?
Of course not. I'm in a right mind. I'd want to hang about the playground on a day like this.
Just checking.
Good, is it?
This is the closest thing to heaven I'm going to get this side of heaven. Oh, thanks, Lillian.
Well, don't go thinking I can make a habit of it. Susan gave me a very funny look.
What's wrong with buying a pasty?
It's hardly a regular item on my shopping list, Eddie. Anyway, I'm living at the Ball all in, don't forget. Pasty's on tap.
Great. Perhaps you can smuggle me a few.
Well, with Jolene and Clary watching over me, I doubt it.
Well, you never know. Maybe the odd point as well.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. How would that work?
I could slip the glass in me poacher's pocket.
And drink it where?
The gents?
Oh, Eddie, it's disgusting. Now, I'm sorry, you'll have to make other arrangements. Visit a few far-flung hostelries like we did last year.
Yeah, I suppose. Just haven't got time today. Milking up Brookfield any minute.
Has David gone to get Ruth from hospital?
That's right, yeah. Oh, I might have ended up myself there if I hadn't had something solid inside me. I could eat these all day.
Well, maybe that's your problem. You frequently do. You're not going to lose much weight by cheating, though, are you?
I don't care.
Well, maybe you ought to. You have chunked up a bit over the years.
And what bit of chunky don't you like?
How much did you weigh last night?
A bit more than I should.
Well, there you are, then. I mean, you could do with losing a bit. Now, on the other hand, it can't be easy to diet with the sort of work you do.
Oh, tell me about it. I've been lugging compost and paving slabs about all morning for a gardening job, cleaned out Barbarella, chopped some lumps.
Well, you must expend thousands of calories.
Can you tell this to Clary, please?
Well, then, of course, I suppose you put them straight back in with a single evening's eating and drinking.
Yeah, well, there's no chance of that for the next 6 weeks. You've lost a bit of weight lately, ain't you?
Glad you've noticed. They do say the best diet's a broken heart.
Oh, Lillian, you do pick 'em, don't you?
Oh, it's a very interesting question. And I've been asking myself.
Have you?
No. Might help you.
Aye?
You should try keeping a diary.
What am I going to write in a diary?
Well, you could record your feelings about your body.
Sounds a bit dodgy to me. Any road, I know how I feel, hungry.
No, I meant more... Oh, well, if you don't think it's for you...
Not really, no.
Only, I've started to write one. Jenny suggested it.
Oh, yeah?
It was a sort of therapy about Matt.
Is it working?
I don't know yet. But I'm going to stick at it.
Oh, George, I've told you. You can't have it on while Grandad Joe's asleep. It'll wake him up.
I won't tell him.
Well, you can't. Why can't you play nicely with your cars like Jake?
No.
Stop it. You'll hurt yourself. Mia, don't copy him. Mia. George, you'll trap your fingers. George, stop it or I'll...
What's going on? Georgie, what's up? Oh, come here, what is it?
Hello, Ed.
What were you doing to him?
Nothing, he was banging the cupboard doors. I was trying to stop him hurting himself.
What do you feel like, Georgie? Come on.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Down you go. Good boy. No, I'm not stopping.
Just going to get a change of clothes.
Oh, you were going out straight from work?
Yeah.
Look at you. Anywhere nice?
It was just a gig.
Oh, it's a year since I've been to see a band.
Yeah, well.
Hiya. Sorry I was longer than I... Oh.
Well, I just came back to fetch some stuff.
All right. Yeah, I'll see you.
See you.
Okay, love. Had a nice time. Let's get going then.
Oh, not now.
Why not?
Just because.
Okay, it's getting a bit dark for the park, but we could still take him to the leisure centre. The soft play bit?
No.
Why not?
Oh, leave it, Will. Can we just go home?
Don't let me go too fast for you.
You're not.
I know we're a bit later than we hoped.
I don't know why discharging you always has to take so long.
Well, they've got to give you all your drugs, haven't they? Check you're happy with everything.
I suppose. I just want to get home.
Yeah, I know.
Well, getting to the lift looks a bit ambitious at the moment.
Do you want a rest?
Oh, wouldn't mind, David.
Oh, no problem. Could get you a chair.
No, thanks, I'm fine. Oh, once I'm upright, it's easier to stay that way.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see you dressed.
Wait till you see the sexy underwear they've given me.
Oh, yeah?
A rather gorgeous all-in-one.
Alas, steady on, steady on. Public place and all that.
Holds everything in.
Can't wait. Are you okay? Shall we...
Yeah.
By the way, listen, there's nothing for you to worry about, but Carl's coming tomorrow to present this feasibility study.
Oh, good.
I said we'd meet at ours for a change. But obviously, you can lie low if you want to.
Yeah, well, I'll see how I feel.
Sure. Hey, it's going to be so good to have you home.
I'll wait till you've waited on me hand and foot for a few days.
Got your mum for that.
Very convenient.
I mean it, though. It's lonely without you.
David.
Bed's too big for a start.
Says he always hogs most of it.
I mean it. Even miss your cold feet. I do.
When you've finished your banana, you can have a chocolate finger each.
I love you, Mummy.
Oh, and I love you.
Right, how are we doing?
Fine.
Finished.
Good boy. Mia, let me wipe your hands, sweetheart. All right, go and play, you two, and don't get chocolate everywhere. Was Emma okay about George not having his tea here?
Yeah, she knows he can be picky sometimes.
Right. It's a pity. You've hardly seen him this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. Just one of those things. Thanks for having him, Nick. I know it's not part of the deal.
No.
It's only because Malcolm's off.
Is it, though?
Yeah, of course.
It won't be the last time. You're always getting held up or called out.
Not really.
You are. They take advantage.
Oh, it's the job.
Oh, I've never known a job where you work from 6 a.m. till 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, come on, you're exaggerating.
Am I?
It's the time of year.
You've been saying that since I met you. In July. I know you do what you can when you're here, Will. It's just that that's not very often and... I'm really stuck out here. I could do with some support, especially if there's the three of them.
Well, that's why I took you round Keepers. You're welcome there any time.
Oh, there's no one there but Joe, and he's an old man. Look, that's not the sort of company I need.
Yeah, you miss your mum, I know. You should go and see her more often.
How, if you can't take me?
Well, get a taxi.
With what? I haven't got any money. I haven't even been able to get you anything for your birthday.
That's okay.
It's not. I was trying to save a bit out of my child allowance, but you know that's all gone.
Well, why didn't you say I did...
Pay for your own presents. It's ridiculous.
Let me give you something now. And tomorrow, I'll take you into Borchester...
That's just stupid. You might as well come to the shop with me and buy it yourself.
No.
No, exactly. Silly me. You won't have the time to stay in Borchester, will you? You'll have to get back to work.
What do you want me to do, Nick?
I know what I don't want. I don't want any more handouts.
Okay.
You know I don't like feeling like I'm living off you, full stop, but since I don't have any option, maybe you could give me some kind of allowance. Only small, but it would be my own money.
to spend how I liked.
Sorry. But it's Brian, I'll have to get it. Brian! Yeah, I got them all back. Oh, where now? Nick? Yeah, Brian, of course I am. Sorry.
So, what do you want me to do?
Oh, hang on a minute, David. Just let me swivel my legs around.
You okay?
Yep. Just pulls a bit.
Well, take your time. Now, how are we going to get you out? Do you want to take my arm?
No, I don't think so. I think I'd be better if I just leave myself on the car door.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, do be careful, because the yard's a bit slippy.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Well done. That was the difficult bit.
I hope so. These stairs are going to be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah. Well, just take it slowly.
I know.
Come on, let's get you inside. Kids are all excited.
Pip's been texting all day.
Yeah, and I've told Ben he's not to use you as a trampoline.
No, not just yet.
Come on then. Arm?
Hang on a minute, David. I just want to get some fresh air. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the attractive aroma of slurry.
No, it is. You've no idea when all you've had is stale air and hospital smells.
I can imagine a couple of hours in that place and I was gasping.
Oh, there you are then. And to hear the cows.
Yeah, well, I bet you've missed them more than us. I'm sorry I couldn't bring them to visit.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
Sorry. Come on, you'll get cold.
Oh, once more. I'm home.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks very much.
Don't suppose you'd read the label on this herbicide, would you? I've left my glasses inside.
You listening to me?
Oh, just a thought, as you hear.
Remind me to do the same for you someday.
Look, I may be being a bit dim, Matt. I don't quite see why you'd expect to be kept across our plans for our digester in the first place.
Oh, don't worry, Brian. I didn't expect any favours from you. But in case you've forgotten, your stepdaughter works for the estate.
And?
Well, I do think she might have had the decency to tell me.
What Dippy chooses to do or say is her business.
Mine as well, if she keeps me in the dark.
Well, have you raised it with her?
Of course I have. She fobbed me off with some keeping it in the family story.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, right.
It is. Look, if you want the full story, this whole project started small and we want to keep it small. Adam and Debbie came to me with the idea, so it began as a family concern.
Ah, very cosy.
And then we started to think about livestock producers in the area.
And you immediately thought of Ruth and David?
Yes, why not?
And Pat and Tony?
Same again, why not?
Because, Brian, there's the estate on your doorstep producing God knows how much waste a year. And, oh my goodness, yeah, growing biofuel crops as well. Are you crazy or what?
All right, now, if you really want to know...
I do.
Debbie did suggest involving Borchester Land.
Ah, well, why didn't she tell me that?
Well, I imagine, being mature, she didn't want to pass the buck. She suggested involving BL at the start, but Adam and I were against it.
Yeah, so it was down to you two.
Yeah, for the reasons I've told you. This is all very new. We wanted and want to keep it small, which is why we're happier with it being a family cooperative.
Yeah, well, that says it all, doesn't it?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get on with sorting out this store.
I'm not letting this drop.
No, fine. But if you're going to make a fuss, there is one other thing you ought to know. As I presume Debbie didn't mention this either... The digester project's actually nothing to do with me anymore.
What do you mean?
I'm leaving it to her and Adam to take forward. So if you don't like what I've told you, why don't you go and take it up with him?
It's like trying to operate in Sicily getting a toehold round here. How long do you have to live here before you're admitted to the clan?
Oh, I can't answer that. But if you really think that's the problem, giving Lillian the elbow for Annabelle Shrivener wasn't your best move, was it?
Yeah.
How are things going with Annabelle, by the way?
None of your business, but terrific, thanks. I'm seeing her tonight.
Oh, good. But have you actually got anywhere with her yet?
I don't want to hold you up, David.
No, it's all right, Linda. I've only got a few pens left to do. In fact, if you could,
You want me to hold the hurdle?
Oh, please, yeah.
Oh, right, just a second. Oh, there we are.
Perfect.
Ah, thanks. It's a lot easier with two.
Yes, you must be missing Ruth's help when you start lambing.
Oh, no, it should be all right. It's not a bad time for her to have the op, actually. She doesn't have that much to do with lambing.
Bert was telling me he's doing a few extra hours.
Yeah, and Eddie's very flexible.
And you've always got a very willing helper in Pip, of course.
Yeah, she'll be on half term soon. Yeah, child labour, I'm all for it. Thanks for that, Linda.
Oh, delighted to be of help. Is this a good moment to pop and see Ruth? That's why I came, really.
Well, actually...
Or is she resting?
Well, I think she's overdone it a bit. She got up this morning, determined to see the kids off to school, but frankly, by 9 o'clock, she was exhausted.
Oh, well, she mustn't overtire herself.
No, well, that's just what I said.
She's had a very big operation.
Yeah.
Coming out of hospital's a big readjustment in itself.
Exactly. Now, she stuck it out all morning, but she's gone for a lie down now.
Very wise. Well, I won't disturb her.
Thanks. I'll tell her you called.
Thank you. Oh, and would you give her this?
Yeah, of course.
It's oil of vitamin E for her scar.
Oh, right.
She can't use it for a while yet, of course, but when it's not so tender...
Oh, thank you, Linda. That's very kind.
Not at all. And do give her my love.
I will.
Before I go, David, might I just ask you something?
Yeah?
Well, one or two people have approached me asking if there was going to be an article in the parish magazine or if it had been raised on the parish council.
And this would be...
The anaerobic digester, or bioenergy scheme, as you probably rather it was called.
Yes, that does sound a bit better. So, you've had people asking you?
Well, my reputation as something of a crusader seems to have preceded me.
What, they're expecting you to spearhead some kind of protest?
Oh, no. No, no one's put it quite as crudely as that. No, at least not so far.
But if they did?
I'd simply like to know the facts. I'm fully aware of the advantages of generating energy in this way, of course, but, as you'd appreciate, local people have rather more local concerns.
Yeah, sure.
But at the moment, I, for one, am prepared to be open-minded until I know more.
Right. Well, thanks for telling me. There's not really much more I can say at the moment. We don't get the feasibility study back till this afternoon.
Mm.
But don't worry, Linda. We'll make sure Ambridge knows exactly what we're intending.
I'm a bit busy at the moment.
I'm not asking you to stop what you're doing.
There's a couple more whose feet need attention.
Just give me a straight answer.
Halt!
I mean, Pat and Tony, please. Nice people, but not exactly up to the minute.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that for a start. And anyway, Pat and Tony have nothing to do with the digester scheme now.
So I understand.
That doesn't mean there's an inn for Borchester land.
Why ever not?
Because we'd like to keep the whole thing a reasonable size. We can get something up and running perfectly well with our own waste and Brookfield.
Initially, maybe.
Go on, off you go.
Yes, okay, initially. Look, maybe in the future there'll be a chance for the estate to supply inputs, but at this stage, how can I possibly say?
I'm not talking about just being a supplier and you know it. I'm talking about investment, either BL or me personally.
And I'm telling you that I'm sorry, but we don't need any more investors. We want to keep it small.
And family, right?
Right. But if you're not interested in supplying us in the future, fine. If you want to pay to transport biomass halfway across the country to another processor, feel free.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly best practice on any level, but if you want to cut off your nose to spite your face...
Just hold it there. I'm not here to be lectured by you. I ain't got time for this sort of claptrap.
Nor me. I've got a meeting to get to.
Oh, have you?
And before you ask, yes, it's about the digester.
Well, that was all very encouraging.
Yeah, just what we wanted to hear.
Look forward to hearing from you,
Carl. I mean, okay, now he's hedging his bet.
But the annual profit forecast's still the same.
Absolutely. Right. Anyone for a quick cup of tea before I have to do the milking?
Oh, I'd love one if that's all right, David.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no trouble. I was going to take one up to Ruth anyway. Tell her the good news.
I can't believe it, can you? We're on our way.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose this was the easy bit, though.
Didn't always feel like it when he was measuring the distance from the polytunnels to the power supply. I felt as if every centimetre counted.
Well, it did. It all affects the bottom line. Yeah, I know all that. But you know how long planning applications take. And as for DEFRA...
Well, perhaps they're giving priority to these sort of projects, so they're so keen to cut emissions.
Yeah, at the expense of processing our single farm payments, probably.
Cynic.
Wonder why. It
By the way, have you two had any approaches?
Sorry?
You know, from people in the village?
Well, I'm not down in the village very often.
You mean the Ambridge Anti-Digester Association spokesperson Susan Carter?
Yep.
Oh, not her.
I'm afraid so. She gave Ian a really hard time and only got in for cigarettes.
What did he say?
Well, he said quite truthfully that he knew very little about her.
Oh, poor Ian, he shouldn't be fighting our battles.
Oh, well, teach him to smoke, won't he?
Now, seriously, though, I've had quite a few other people calling me as well.
Such as?
Oh, the usual. Joe, Neville Booth, Linda. Although she was surprisingly reasonable, actually. Oh, and Bert, chuntering.
What? Do you think yourself lucky? We've had Matt chucking his toys out of the pram.
Oh, dear, is he feeling left out?
Just a bit. No, you're right, though, David. Gossip's obviously got round.
Yeah, and if we don't nip it in the bud, they'll convince themselves they're going to have windscale on the doorstep.
That's pretty much what Susan thinks already.
I know.
Well, it's nothing to do with me anymore, really. It sounds like you've got a public meeting on your hands.
Yeah, yeah, trust you to bow out just when things get sticky.
Pure coincidence.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest, anyway.
Of course, as a parish councillor, you've got to be even more careful.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think it's about time we let everyone know what's going on.
Your whiskey, Matt.
Ah, oh, thanks very much. Not your job, is it, barmaid?
No, but as I was coming back to reception anyway...
It's all right to sit out here, isn't it? Bit noisy in the bar.
No, you can sit where you like. Brought you some olives and some cheese straws.
Ah, thanks a lot. Not poisoned, are they?
I'm sorry.
Well, I wasn't expecting the VIP treatment, certainly not from you, Linda.
No, I always think it's a shame to see someone drinking on their own.
I'm not on me own. I'm waiting for someone. That's why I'm sitting out here.
Oh, I see. Well, I do hope you haven't been stood up.
Of course not.
Still, if you have, there's always the speed dating night next week.
Do what?
At the ball. It's just one of Lillian's innovations. She's really livened the place up.
Has she?
Oh, yes. She's such an asset. She's got such life force. Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Evening, Matt.
Annabelle.
If you'll excuse me. I'm not late, am I?
Not at all. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You?
Very much better for seeing you.
Flatterer. I'm surprised you suggested we meet here, though.
What was that?
After the look Lillian gave us on Monday, I'd have thought you'd want to steer well clear of her patch.
No, no. Like I said, she was just in a mood about going to the gym. Probably... low blood sugar or something as well.
So everything's still fine between you?
Yeah, of course.
It's funny, because it's not what I've heard.
Yeah?
I did a little research. She's left you.
Left? No, 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 it's not like that. No.
Oh, but it is.
You're not going?
Only to the ladies.
I'll get you a drink then.
Oh, that's sweet of you, but no thanks, I've only got half an hour.
But I've booked dinner at Redgate Manor and then I thought... Well, I thought we'd got the whole evening.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. I'm having dinner with friends.
No.
But don't worry, we won't waste the time. I've brought a few papers for you to sign, and I shan't be long.
I'm going back through to the bar, Matt. Is there anything else I can get you? Drink for Ms. Shrivener, perhaps?
No, thanks. You can't stay.
Oh, what a pity.
But you can get another one for me.
Of course. Same again?
Yeah. Heads up.
My pleasure.
Women.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.